You know, this is wrong, okay? This is an accountability issue.
You're right.
This is what we're talking about.
We have some differences of opinion, whether, for example, if the comprehensive plan...
Use the microphone.
It is not a difference of opinion.
If the comprehensive plan has 345 separate points, whether the staff is obligated to give a written report that addresses each of the 345 points, as opposed to using their professional background to be able to give you a recommendation as to what the impact is upon this and what the comprehensive plan has to say about this. As I've said before, the comprehensive plan can be out of sorts or be in conflict with any piece of property in the city if you look at the entire plan. It's the elected official's job to balance those. The elected officials are familiar with the comprehensive plan. They're familiar with the values of the community. They're familiar with the values of their constituents, and it's up to them to balance all those values.
Mr. McGrath, I know you're trying to mix apples and oranges because it will help you out, okay? But I want to know the answer to this question. City Code 5.8.03E that you all have in front of you says, the Director of Development shall prepare a staff report and transmit it to the Plan Commission. A copy of the staff report shall be made available to the public before the public hearing. This report shall include a determination of whether the proposed change conforms to the goals and policies of each element. And you said, you told me, which is true, that you didn't do the report. Staff admits that they didn't write a report that included the evaluation of each and every element.
I did, absolutely.
And the past practice of the Plan Commission and City Council has not raised that issue and felt discussions they had about conformance with the plan has been adequate to protect the community.
That's true.
Which basically you're saying City Council or Plan Commission said, it's okay, you're blessed, you can violate the zoning code, and therefore the citizens who are out there believing that our city government will follow the code and follow the laws and the rules, really, they don't really have to follow them. It's kind of willy-nilly, one way or the other.
I object to your characterizing what our attitude is towards, what we do and the seriousness.
You can object to that.
What I said was, and I don't believe that the City Council would expect, never has expected, that a professional report from staff would go through 345 different points and give a statement on each one. And if the City Council wants that, then that's fine. That's what we'll give them. We'll recommend that it be changed because you can't do business that way. You know, as far as I'm concerned, again, they should be told the major issues that are in conformance with the comp plan, what parts of the comp plan seem to be contradictory to it. But even that is based on what the what area of town it's at. We have the staff has opinions, and I know many of the people on the City Council have an opinion of the impact of its location east of Kirk Road on this, and these are things that we take into account. And that's all I can say.
So what you've told me...
The City Council wants a report that actually, has 345 different statements, then that's fine. And I apologize to the council if that's something that they've wanted. They've been here a long time.
But what you're saying...
Since 2010.
So. What I just heard was that you don't like the way this code is written, and you don't want to do it that way, so you want to do it a different way, and that should be okay.
No, what I said is that the City Council wants it, they get what they want.
It's not a matter of them getting what they want. It's a matter of a published code that citizens depend on that you're going to follow.
Well, I don't think we're going to get any further with this. I think
I agree.
We're going to go back and forth on this, and I think it's for us to determine if there was some wrongdoing by our staff. We will internally take care of that through our personnel process. If there truly was something wrong there, that's for us to determine.
And I appreciate that.
To do that.
I appreciate
and
that.
I'll be first to say I want to be at the bottom of this. I want the answer of, okay, was it screwed up? Did we forget something? Did we purposely do it? I want the answers for that, and then we'll make a decision on it. We'll go public with that, and you'll know what happened.
And as I said a long time ago, in August or November, one of those meetings, All we want to know is the truth, and if there were mistakes that were made, if there were flaws, which we, you know, which you guys like to call it, staff likes to call it, then discover them and change whatever needs to be changed.
And I think that's what needs to come out of this, and I think that's what everybody in this room wants. I think, you know, part of this is, like you said earlier, you know, we need to have the answers for it. And at this point, we don't, and, you know, where we have questions to answer and times to put to different things, you know, I don't think there was an intentional cover-up. I think it was just, you know, four steps and they were put in the wrong order.
Well,
and that's why I think we have to go back through this process and find out, you know, what got screwed up at what point and fix that.
And please keep in mind that this is only one of dozens of things that we found, not necessarily code-related, but the accountability issue of things were said, things were not true, which I also uncovered during my two-hour meeting on January 15th with staff. So this isn't the only one. It's just the only one I chose to talk about today. So I'm coming back to the well. Okay, when, you know, so I figured you could only handle, you know, you'd only want to handle one thing at a time, and that was only fair to you to do that one thing. So I appreciate your time.